Track 13, not unlucky, I hope. It's our final track for today. And it's National Handwriting Day. And my handwriting is pretty awful, and I have acceptable vision. So it gives me an opportunity of saying how much we appreciate it if ever you include a written note in with your wallet, even if it's only to tell us we've done something wrong. We do understand the effort that is needed. Also, on January the 23rd, it's National Pie Day, celebrating one of the nation's favourite desserts. Well, it is in America. No matter how you slice it, pie in just about any form makes a crowd happy. Fruit pies, berry pies, cream pies, they are mouth-watering servings of homemade goodness. The American Pie Council created National Pie Day in 1986. But did you know the first pies appeared around 9500 BC in the Egyptian Neolithic period or New Stone Age? So humans have been eating pies for a very long time. Throwing a pie in a person's face may go back equally as far, but the first recorded instance of throwing a pie in a person's face, which has always been a staple of film comedy, dates back to when Ben Turpin received one in Mr. Flip in 1909.
Where do pies learn to read?
At primary school.
What do you get if you cross a snake with a pie?
A python.
Oh, dreadful.
Did you know I had shepherd's pie for lunch today? He wasn't at all happy about it.
Even worse.
And that's it for this week. It's time for us to say our farewells. It's farewell from Janet.
Bye-bye.
Farewell from Janice.
Denise.
And farewell from James, our engineer. And farewell from me, Brian. Please, as always, do take care of yourselves. Until next time, bye.